Welcome to Family Talk.
Do you have any friends or family members who are dealing with any tough situations or issues? How would you like to be trained by the foremost expert on marriage and parental counseling so that you can help your friends and family deal with these major problems? Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and today we're going to continue talking about one of the most exciting projects that we've been working on here at Family Talk. My dad, Dr. James Dobson, has created a coffee cup counseling program that you can complete at home and use to influence the lives of your friends and family. This interview took place at American Family Radio and included not only my dad, but the co-creator of the project, Dr. Tim Clinton. We are so excited about this, and I know that you will be as well. Before we get to the program, let me share with you a quick reminder. For those who have been listening to our program regularly, you know that we have a very special offer for the month of May, which means that the opportunity you're about to hear is only available for 10 more days. There is nothing like being loved unconditionally and intimately decade after decade by someone who promises to be there with you for the rest of your days. And in my dad's book, Love for a Lifetime, he shares the powerful and biblical insights for building a marriage that will not only last, but thrive. And right now, for every donation we receive this month, we'll say thank you by sending you not only the Love for a Lifetime book, but also its corresponding DVD from the brand new Building a Family Legacy film series. To stand with Family Talk on behalf of families, give today by clicking the link at the top of drjamesdobson.org or call us at 877-732-6825. Let's get to the program now. Here's my dad and Dr. Tim Clinton coming to you from American Family Radio on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Dr. James Dobson and Dr. Tim Clinton in studio about a program that they have at AACC, the American Association of Christian Counselors, which will help you. It's called the James C. Dobson Marriage and Family Relationship Coaching Program, and you can get a certificate. You can educate yourself enough to be able to help people around you with problems in their lives and have some knowledge on some issues we're going to talk about here. Tim, first of all, without going into commentary, which I know is difficult for you to do because can you name for me the three, and we'll get back to these in a few minutes. Can you give for me the top two or three most prevalent problems that you're seeing out there in terms of marriage and family and relationships?
Well, I think, first of all, marriages are in trouble. I'm deeply distressed about the issue of pornography.
Pornography?
It's huge. I think when it comes to our kids, the relationship, the broken home issue is spilling over into their inability to connect emotionally with each other. And you're seeing a lot of emotion surface out of that where kids don't know how to connect with each other. They're escalating, they're fighting. That's why kids carry guns to school and more. Concerned about that, the broken home. For me, it's also about the pace, the pressure, the pain of modern day life and what it's doing to us personally. And what's pouring out of people is just barrenness. Desperate for connections, crying out peace, peace, but there's no peace at all in their hearts.
Okay, I want to get back to some of those in a moment. Dr. Dobson, you've spent, is it four decades in this kind of work now?
Come on.
Okay, I'm trying to be...
It's 37 years. Oh, how's okay. that?
I'm sorry. I feel like I've misguessed the age of a woman or something.
Let's just say that I've been at it a long, long time.
I should have said that. Let me rephrase that, except we're live radio. I can't take that back. Okay, so you've been in this work a long, long time, and you've obviously been in radio a long, long time. Family Talk is heard on American Family Radio, the program that you host now. But what's going on in your why aren't you retired on some beach
Caribbean
somewhere?
Island or something?
Well, you know, there is a lot of confusion about that, and I appreciate the opportunity to clarify, because 5 years ago I left Focus on the Family for some good reasons, and Focus never told people where I went. In fact, if you write me at Focus on the Family, they'll probably send your letter back. And people that I meet on the street say, "Where have you been? I've looked for you and I haven't been able to find you." And we're heard on about 1,300 stations every day. and it's called Family Talk. And more than what is happening on radio, frankly, where the action really is on the internet. And I was just telling Tim during the break time that we started out with 50,000 likes on Facebook, and I thought that was wonderful, and it was. But that went to 500,000, and then in December of this year, it crossed the million point. And in the first 3 months of 2015, we've added 500,000 more. So it's just going through the roof. People are hungry. There's a need for this information. And that's what's really led us to work together with AACC to get this information out.
Well, Dr. Dobson, I would be remiss if I didn't ask this question, because I know there are people out there who listen to the news on our program, or they watch secular sources, or they read, and they see the disintegration in the family in America, marriages breaking up, kids going off the deep end. So we need to ask the person who's been studying this on this panel the longest, why is the family falling apart in America?
Ed, there are many, many answers to that question, and we could spend a week or two talking about them, because there are just so many sources of disintegration that are occurring, including the hostility of the government against families. But at its base, and some of the same things you just mentioned, Tim, it has to do with the baggage that's brought into marriage by kids who have been raised in dysfunctional families. They've been through divorce. They've seen their parents scream at each other. They've been hurt by a father who's not there anymore. Many of them have been abused, sexually or emotionally. You talk about pornography. I mean, pornography is more addictive than cocaine.
It's out of control.
At 13 years of age, a particularly vulnerable boy can stumble across this stuff. And I mean, some of those kids can be hooked on it for the rest of their lives, even after marriage. And then there are other addictions, you know, there's drug addiction, and there's gambling, and there's all these other. So they bring all this garbage with them, and they just don't get rid of it. And then a lot of times you have a husband and wife who've gone through a really troubled childhood. Well, they're sitting ducks for marital conflict. Mm. And then everything starts to disintegrate. Mm. Next thing you know, they've got a child or two they don't know what to do with. And there's this tremendous need for information. That's why I mentioned Facebook. People are like sponges for knowledge is about what to do. What do you do with a toddler who insists on throwing temper tantrums in public? That, you know, that's a pretty straightforward question. There should be an answer. Well, there is an answer for it. And those that are having learning problems in school, and those children who feel like there's not a soul in the world that likes them, that they're complete fools, what do the parents do? And then, of course, they're at the marital conflict, in-law conflicts. Many people are hostile at their in-laws or even their own parents. So there's a universe of information and knowledge that's available out there. It's not particularly new. It's been going on for a long time, but the need is greater than ever, and we're trying to meet it.
All right. That's the voice, obviously, of Dr. James Dobson, who's on here on American Family Radio with his program Family Talk. Also in studio.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. We're glad and honored to air the program. And Ed Battagliano co-hosting with me today. Dr. Tim Clinton also in studio. He is the president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. So Dr. Dobson and Dr. Clinton have teamed up to provide a service that we were trying to make you aware of today, and because it will help address a lot of these problems that Tim and Dr. Dobson and Ed even brought up earlier that are common problems that we see in families, Christian and non-Christian. And Tim, go ahead and tell folks, this leads us to what we're offering today, why we're doing this program to make, what are we telling folks is available for them now?
Tim, we're on mission with Dr. Dobson to train up 100,000 marriage and family relationship coaches, people who will be first responders in the lives of those who are hurting, who are confused. And we've got a challenge in the church. The church is in a total spin. Modern day society is ripping relationships apart. What we're offering is an opportunity for you to go through an educational program. These are academic courses that we've built. You can get your certificate of completion when you go through a course, but we have a program of study, and we have three of them, but we're focusing today on our marriage and family concentration. You can go through our first course. We're making it available up on our website. You can go to aacc.net/Dobson Coach and learn about our very first course. It's called Marriage and Family, Building a Biblical or Solid Foundation.
How many courses are there?
There are five courses in a concentration. You can go through that and become a Dobson certified coach.
How long does that take?
Those courses, there are two formats to study. One is distance learning, where we'll send you the DVDs, work text, and of course exams and more. You've got to go through it. It's a class. You go through.
Right.
Or you can go through our online format. We've got an online 5-week course interactive format we go through. You peer-to-peer, faculty-led and more. You're structured if you like that kind of format. Most of our people do. And by the way, 93% of the people who are going through those programs right now are finishing their course, and they're happy about it. That's what makes us
that's
happy.
That's unusual for online stuff.
Absolutely it is. Yeah. But these courses are some of the finest we've ever built, featuring Dr. Dobson, peppered with leaders like Dr. Meg Meeker, Dr. John Trent, and a host of others too. And it's all about helping you become that person who, over a cup of coffee, know what to say when you don't know what to say, what to do when you don't know what to do.
And Tim, there are five courses, but there's 30 lectures within those. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. So you've got all these lectures going on, five courses, but the marriage and family concentration, we also have one in child development and parenting, five courses, and we have one in family advocacy and public policy, five courses. Featuring today our marriage and family concentration, getting you started so you can become a marriage and family relationship coach.
All right. If you want more information on what Tim just described, folks, here's what you need to do. Go to this website, aacc.net/Dobson Coach. aacc.net/Dobson Coach. If you want to call them and ask them more, or order, or do the long distance. You're interested. You're not making up. We're not giving you an 800 number, and they're going to trap you on the phone and get your credit card, or you're not getting off the phone. Okay, that's not. We're not pitching that today. If you want to call that 800 number and just ask for information or ask a question,
we'll send it out to you,
or set it up. Yeah, or set it up, or maybe you want to go ahead and order. That's fine. I'm going to give you the 800 number. Here's the 800 number: 800-526-8673. This rings Tim's office, the American Association of Christian Counselors. What do they ring? Whatever the sound is. I don't think it rings anymore, but you get the idea. You're calling Lynchburg, Virginia, at the offices of the American Association of Christian Counselors, which is Tim is the president of, if you're wondering where this 800 number is going to go to. So we're doing this today, folks. I don't mean to sound trite, and I joke a lot, but I'm not joking now. We're doing this because we care about you and your families and these issues that are tearing down relationships and families, because it doesn't have to be this way. The answers that Tim and Dr. Dobson and any of these professors give to these problems ultimately come from the Scripture. Now, they make them applicable to modern day living, but you're not going to get any, you know, whacked out psychology from, you know, some new age guru or anything like that. I hope you know that. This is sound biblical teaching, Dr. Dobson, that helps people help themselves in their own family situation, or maybe, as Tim said, helps them be coffee cup counselors.
And Tim, thank you for that. It was well said. But there are two quintessential kinds of people or situations that they're in that this is designed primarily for. The first is those who care about people and want to use those skills, some new skills, to reach out to the others. And usually that's in a Christian context. So that person is going to find the answers in these materials. The second individual is one who has those same questions in their own lives and are looking for answers. And there are tried and true answers that are available out there. And that's what we have tried to design and build here.
You got anything on marital infidelity, Tim? Is that,
there probably isn't anything more difficult for a marriage to go through than that kind of a breach of trust. And that's a difficult road to come out of. There's some interesting research out there, though. Frank Pittman and others found that about nearly 50% of couples who go through infidelity actually are keeping their marriage together. And some of those marriages are becoming more strong than some of relationships out
How?
There.
You,
yeah, that they battle through it. God gives them grace. They honor and trust each other. They heal. You would think, I'll never do that. Some people, when they walk that road, make a choice. They say, you know what? Someone seeks forgiveness. They both move in toward that relationship again, and God begins the healing. Tim, I love what you said. Our hope is in Christ. We're not just bringing in, quote, studies on human behavior. We root anchor this in God's word. And from that, we give hope to those who are in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves are comforted by God. That's what I love. And I'm telling you, there's a generation of people out there who, again, often led by Dr. Dobson pioneering the way, who are willing to stand boldly in their faith as they minister to people.
Dr. Dobson, do you believe in these compatibility? In other words, I'm thinking a lot of problems could be avoided pre-marriage.
No.
Do you believe in the sort of, do you believe in just...
You're talking about, are you talking about farmersonly.com?
Well, or? You don't have to be lonely, Ed.
Do
you know what I'm asking
here?
I'll tell you what I do believe in
is premarital counseling.
Okay.
Because you can work out a lot of the things that you're going to run into inevitably. You know, the courtship relationship is not intended to convey information. It really isn't. It's to conceal it. You want to put your best foot forward in order to attract this other guy.
So I trap my wife.
That's why.
You must deceive people in order to get you a mate.
Well, that's why shortly after the honeymoon, everything comes unraveled because you can't hide anything there. And you can't get away from it then. Yeah. And you can hit a lot of that off by somebody that really is skilled.
What do you recommend? Like 6 weeks, 3 weeks, or did you have a number? I'm talking about premarital. The reason I'm asking this question, I just seen so many times when people get 3-4 years into their marriage, maybe not even that long, and they go, I had no idea he or she was like this. And I'm going, well, why didn't you? What did you date?
Well, some of that you probably don't find out until,
But you know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm saying to myself, it seems like to me some side you should have known whether you were compatible.
This is pretty common sense stuff.
Yeah.
But there are a million questions that you really ought to answer before you get married. Little questions, interesting things you don't think about till later, like whose parents are we going to spend Christmas with? You know, who's going to make the coffee in the morning? What are we going to do when we have an irreconcilable difference in, or seemingly unreconcilable difference in the way you look at things? Raising children, discipline, all kinds of stuff. You can talk those through beforehand, and I would like to see some of these first responders get there before the problems.
I got to tell you one thing. I got to tell you one thing, and then I want Tim to get back to the first responders and what we're offering here today. But I mean, one of the reasons I heard a story recently about a guy and a gal who got married, and then she told him post wedding, now post honeymoon, and it's not funny. I'm not laughing because it's funny for me to talk about, but not funny for the. She tells him, "Oh, by the way, I got $10,000 of debt on a credit card."
And he didn't know that.
He didn't know that. She didn't tell him that before they got married.
Did she kill him? No, well, I don't mean that.
I don't know if that's a sin or not, but it ain't good, as they say. You know, Tim, in all seriousness, we got about 8 or 9 minutes here.
Okay.
The reason Dr. Dobson flew here from Colorado Springs, his home and his offices and his studios, the reason you came to Tupelo, Mississippi, to be with us today from Lynchburg, Virginia, where the AACC is based, is because we wanted to, all four of us be in here because we have a we do care about the state of families, especially people who are Christians. We care about our brethren and our sisters, and we want to see them whole, and we want to see them well, and we want to see them avoid traps and problems that could come down life's path, and to be able to help their friends and neighbors and family members and church members who fall into some of these myriad of issues that we've talked about here this morning and more. We didn't even talk about anger issues or people addicted to prescription drugs. I mean, these things are everyday life experiences that we hear about at the, at our office, at our church, at our work, wherever the case may be. What are we doing today, right now, that can help these folks? What are we doing? What are we offering?
Yeah, Tim, I know this, that every one of us have had somebody who showed up in a dark moment, somebody who dared to care in our life, a coach who said, you've got something special, and it made all the difference in the world, a word aptly spoken. And what we're trying to do, and we're on mission, that's what I'm excited about. I'm delighted to partner with Dr. Dobson to train up, and I believe, 100,000 marriage and family relationship coaches in the church, people who will be that first responder at that dark moment or that challenging moment in their life and maybe in their family, their marriage or more. And we put together, I think, the very best. I'm telling you, I've been building courses for a long time, been involved in this space for a long time through Liberty University and more. These are some of the very finest courses we've ever produced. They feature one of God's choice servants, Dr. James Dobson, along with a select group of professionals. And we're offering a curriculum right now so you can become that marriage and family relationship coach. If God's called you, if you've got those skills, if it's natural, it's inside of you, if your heart, you're driving down the road right now and you know that God's speaking to your heart. You're why we created this program. And just think of the trickle-down effect. You enroll in the program, you go through it. Think of the good that can be done when you create 100,000 points of light, first responders over a cup of coffee who have something to say, who have an understanding, who have an awareness. Tim, this course, our programs naturally, we've enrolled over 230,000 students through Light University. Our courses are $800. We offer a scholarship program, but now through our AFA initial launch of the Dr. Dobson programs, we're offering our courses for $299. You can enroll in these academic courses and get started. You can earn your certificate and or your certification as a coach, as a Dobson coach through our program.
All right, how do they do that?
You can go up to our website. The URL is just simply this. Go into aacc.net/Dobson Coach. aacc.net/Dobson Coach. Or if you'd like to call us, you're driving right now and you want somebody to send information or you want to talk to someone about this, 800-526-8673. 800, toll free, 526-8673.
That rings your office in Lynchburg?
Yes, it does.
Okay, not your personal office, but the offices of the AACC.
Okay, I just want to say there's another category of people I'd really like to see involved in this. It is the woman, perhaps in midlife. She has raised her kids. She's a Titus II woman. Go look to that chapter, and you will see evidence of an older woman who trains younger women. Some of those women have the compassion but don't have the training. And this is a first responder. So those that just have a natural ability to say, honey, come on up that house. Let's have a cup of coffee and let's talk together. Yeah. That woman would really benefit from what's going on here.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why they did it in the first century. That's why they did it in the early church.
That's right.
Is that the older men counseled the younger men, the older women counseled the younger women, and they had the Bible, and they had the principles of the Bible, and they had the Holy Spirit. And, boy, you can turn a nation upside down because they turned the Roman Empire upside down and changed the world. So this is sort of a representation of what the first century church did. We're taking ordinary folks, giving them the tools they need to feel confident, and giving them the tools they need to help change lives. I think it's a tremendous idea. I hope people take
advantage
of it.
We're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Dobson, for being with us today.
Thank you, Tim. I love being here.
Well, I am so glad that we've taken these 2 days to explore our brand new project that trains you to become a coffee cup counselor here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and if you'd like to become a coffee cup counselor, you can sign up today by heading to drjamesdobson.org or calling us at 877-732-6825. And when you contact us, make sure to take advantage of the opportunity I mentioned at the top of the program. When you donate today, we'll say thank you by sending you my dad's book, Love for a Lifetime, and the corresponding DVD from our Building a Family Legacy film series. To donate, click the link at the top of our page at drjamesdobson.org or call us at 877-732-6825. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.